Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Club meeting today. We hope you'll join in the singing. We hope you'll be ready for the Bible story. It's wonderful to hear from our Bible Clubbers every week, and so we hope you're ready for the meeting today. And now, to start it off, is the Children's Bible Club Choir under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for singing the good news of the gospel. Christ died for our sins, he rose from the dead, and he's coming back to receive his own who've trusted him by faith. What good news that really is. What a joy it is to know and trust him, and to know that he can meet our every need. You know, Bible Clubbers, when Jesus was here on earth, the multitudes flocked to him, and Matthew said Jesus made the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And Mark said the people were so astonished that they exclaimed, "He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak." Yes, Jesus is wonderful. He gets everything right. That's not always the way things go when we do things, is it? That's not always the way things are in this world. I remember an old song about an old medicine show man named Dr. Ironbeard, who made astounding promises. This is what he said. "Now I can make the dumb to walk, the lame to see, the blind to talk." He really hadn't promised anything, had he? They already could do all that. And man's promises, earthly promises, are often just that empty. But Jesus' promises are always what we need, and he always keeps his promises. You can depend on him and on his word. And one of the first promises you need to know, Bible Clubber, is that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The next is that Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Take Jesus at his word today. Know the joy of walking by faith with him each day and seeing yourself that he doeth all things well. And now, here's another song of joy by the choir.
Thank you. saw that Ahab was a slick one. And King Jehoshaphat had been a rich king, and one with much honor and wealth, and one that had done right before the Lord. Why in the world he went down there and made an alliance with Ahab is more than I know. But why in the world some boys and girls who are Christians want their friends to be the boys and girls that are the wrong kind is another thing I don't know. But anyway, that's what Jehoshaphat did. And he went down to see King Ahab, and boy, did he have a party. He really made a feast, and they had such a good time together that when Ahab thought the time was ripe, he said, "Now, Jehoshaphat, I've enjoyed you having here in my palace so much, and you have such a good army. I wonder, I need to go down and fight Ramoth-Gilead. I won't know, will you go with me?" And before Jehoshaphat took time to think or pray or ask God's opinion or God's will or anything, he said, "Why, yes, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people." "Oh, Jehoshaphat, what are you saying? What kind of compromise are you getting yourself into?" But Jehoshaphat did it. And then after the words were already out of his mouth, he said, "Now isn't there a prophet of the Lord around that we can inquire about this thing?" "Was kind of late if you asked me to go inquire now. He'd already said what he was going to do, and then he wanted to go find out if it suited the Lord okay. That's the way some Christian boys and girls do, though. They say what they're going to do, make up their mind their own selfish way, and then they hope the Lord will come across and think it's okay." Well, Ahab called in a certain prophet that was a real prophet of God. He said, "I don't want to call him, though. Already 450 evil prophets had told him, 'Yes, go up, everything's going to be fine.' But when God's real prophet came, he said, 'Listen, if you come back alive at all, you'll know that I'm not a prophet of God.' He said, 'You're going to come back. All of your people are going to come back as sheep without a shepherd,' which merely meant that Ahab was going to get killed in the battle. Well, that made him madder, and he thought he is so slick that he'd outsmart God's prophet, and he devised a little plan. Why, he built up Jehoshaphat's ego and pride, you know. How easy we are to fall into that old wicked trap of pride. And he said, 'Now you're such a great king, I tell you, you go into battle with all your kingly robes, and you'll have the position of being the leader of the battle. And I'll just disguise myself and go in. Nobody'll know me, and they'll know that you're the exalted king, and you'll be somebody great in your chariot.'" And Jehoshaphat fell for the trick, hook, line, and sinker. And into the battle and in his chariot he rode, his kingly robes, his crown sparkling, and he was the great Jehoshaphat. And Ahab went in disguised as a regular soldier, and nobody knew where the king of Israel was. He just faded into the troops like every other soldier. Now, what Mr. Jehoshaphat didn't know was that the enemy forces had been commanded one thing: don't pay any attention to any of the chariot drivers or any of the soldiers or any of the swordsmen or anybody. Just get the king. If we get the king, we'll get the leader, and the troops will fall apart whenever their leader's gone. So go after the king of Israel. And the men were good at following their orders, and before long, a whole bunch of them surrounded Jehoshaphat's chariot because they thought he was Ahab, the king of Israel, and they were just ready to kill him and chop him up into mincemeat. And poor old Jehoshaphat got scared to death, and he threw up his arms and said, "Woo, ay, 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 I'm not the king of Israel." And they found out that he wasn't, and they just left him alone. And God turned their hearts away from him. I say if the Lord hadn't been there that day to protect Mr. Jehoshaphat, he'd have been dead on the spot. You know, he played around, fooled around with an enemy of God, and he nearly got himself killed. And Ahab was so smug, he thought, "Here, nobody knows where I am, and I can just fight this battle so well. Ha! I've outsmarted God's prophet. Ha! Come to think of it, I guess I've outsmarted God himself. Ha! And he's feeling so big, and all of a sudden, and an arrow went right into his back, right between the cracks of the armor harness. Oh, no. What agony! What pain! And Ahab fell down in his chariot. And he said to the man that was driving, "Take me out of the battle, for I am mortally wounded." And the man did, and carried him outside of the battle area. And King Ahab bled and died right there. Say, do you think that mighty king outsmarted the God of heaven? Not on your life, boys and girls. He thought he was hid, but the eye of God was on him all the time. He thought he was disguised, but God knew where he was. And the Bible says, a certain man drew a bow at a venture. He didn't realize he was shooting at the king, but God guided that arrow like a guided missile and thrust it right into a place where the king thought no arrow, no harm could ever go. He couldn't outsmart God, and neither can you. You can't outsmart the God of heaven, boys and girls. He knows your sin. He knows your haughtiness. He knows when you've got bigoted and thought you were real good and you'd have to obey your mama. She'd never know. You weren't going to listen to your dad because you'd do what you pleased. They don't know about the naughty storybooks hid under the bed, but God does. They or the teacher may not know about the lie you told about your homework, but God knows. You think you've outsmarted God, but you haven't. Listen, you come to Jesus, confess your sin, and trust him as your Savior today, and God will forgive you then. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.